Here we have the typical example of frames in Netscape HTML. Notice that frames are not allowed to have a body tag. The only HTML they're allowed to have is in the no frames section, which just tells you what to do if you're a sad old browser that doesn't support frames. So if we come up to this green row, which is a frame set, it says rows equals 10%, 80%, 10%. It divides the rows of the document into three, occupying respectively 1/10, 8/10, and 1/10 of the document. Then we have a frame definition. In fact, with frame sets with three entries, we need to define three things. In this case, here it's two frames, and in the middle case, we actually have another frame set. So we need to follow the top green frame set by a definition of three things. With a frame, we just specify a source, which is the HTML of the page to load there. Then we have a frame set, which chops the columns in two, 30% and 70%. This is the sort of bottom frame set, and it has two frames in it, which you give the URLs. And then after the required slash frame set to end the frame set, we have another frame, and then we have a slash frame set to end the parent frame set.